Amen? Yeah. You should be praying for his coming. So we will start our teaching again this evening to remind ourselves for the next 3 weeks of Thursdays and Sundays. So it's going to be 6 series altogether. By the grace of God, wherever we stop, we stop. And the purpose of this is to just remind ourselves again of what the scripture had revealed unto us about the coming of the Lord. We may not fully understand everything, but I want to tell you that the one you can understand, old farm unto it, and don't worry about it to discover more than that if you are unable to, but dwell on the one, the knowledge we receive, and grow with it. Grow with it. Do something with it. Do something with it. When you do something with it, then you will see expansion of understanding, expansion of knowledge in us. In essence, brethren, the most important thing in life is to do the word, to live the life of the word. Not just to know it, not just to write it, not just to teach it, but to live that life of the word. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Jehovah God. We adore you. We give you praise. As we begin to discover again the events of the end times, we pray that you will open our eyes of understanding and teach us, O God, your word. Speak unto our hearts and let us see you. That by the time we finish this series, indeed, we will be able to say that Jesus is coming indeed with all sincerity of heart, not just saying it with our mouth. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll be dwelling on the scripture from the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 from verses 13 through 18. But I'm going to do a quick revision. You know, we've been doing this thing now like 3 years now, I think. And I believe that we as children of God, we have some information about the end times. About the end times, we have some information. Like I said at the beginning, I said it is very, very evident that the end is here. And you all agree with me. Let us read the book of Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24 from verses 4 through 14. Matthew chapter 24. Jesus told them, "Don't let anyone mislead you. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah. They will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and threats of wars, but don't panic. Yes, these things must take place." See the word. These things must take place. But the end won't follow immediately. Nation will go to war against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in many parts of the world. But all this is only the first of the birth pains, with more to come. Then you will be arrested, persecuted, and killed. You will be hated all over the world because you are my followers. Verse 10, "And many will turn away from me and betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and will deceive many people. Sin will be rampant everywhere, and the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved." And the last verse, 14, "And the good news about the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world, so that All nations will hear it. And then the end will come. Praise the Lord. When we look into all the things that were mentioned in this scripture that we read, it's very, very evident that something is happening soon. If I'm able to break it down for us, the Bible talks about, this is the signs of end times. Okay? It's not the signs of the coming of the Lord Jesus, the rapture. But this is the signs that tells you that something is happening generally to the whole world. And the scripture stands sure. The Bible talks of many of these signs, false prophets and false Christ. A lot of people will be rising up and calling themselves Christ, will be multiplying. And if you really go to many parts of the old world, outside of where we live, you will see a lot of prophets. I was watching TV one time, you know, one was taking, there was a very long line. They were coming one by one, and they will come under him. He was showering on top of them. You know, he was showering, and they were struggling to maintain their line. Because they want to maintain their spot. They want the prophet, the man of God, to shower on them. Once it is your turn, they will come. There are some people taking, pouring bucket of water. There are some having soap. So when once you come, you will stay under him. They will pour soap and water on you. And they were happy. And they go home. They call it blessing. Praise the Lord. I told us one time here, the one that's going on in Nigeria at the time, saying that if you pay 3,000 naira, he will check for you if your name is in the book of life. So people are paying. Imagine in a family, a man will pay for himself, the wife, three children. So making five people, how much is that? 15,000. You think it's more money. By the time every family around is paying, just check if my name is in the book of life. So he has access to the book of life. When they don't even know what life is. And they have no life. Praise the Lord. I was privileged to share with brethren on this my trip. And to let people know that it's not just about prayer, prayer, prayer. Most of the churches now, it's all about prayer, prayer of many kinds, different names. The names, once you hear the name, they know you want to come. Yeah. And people have no relationship with the person that answers prayer. They have no clue. There is no connection. Then that is not prayer. That is why it is a noise to him. You cannot just be on the street and a stranger talking to you. For you to pay attention for what the person is saying to have meaning to you, it means you have relationship. Otherwise, once they are talking to you, you look and you increase your speed. You move on. Because you don't know whether this person is okay or it's something else going on. The voice of many is, it's not prayer. What makes your prayer to be prayer to God, to be a communication between you and him, is because there is a relationship. You are connected. Praise God. So it's not just about organizing prayer, making people to fast. Once they finish 7 days, put them into 14. They finish 14, start 21 days, and keep going, and there is no change. That means there is a God that is wicked, that is tough, that really requires you to torture and suffer before he hears. But he told me that before you ask, see relationship. What relationship can do? That is why you see a father knows the needs of his children even before the children comes. If you don't know your children and what they need, then you are not available. You are not too involved. But we have a father that knows everything about us. And that is why he said that before you ask, I know. Amen. Relationship matters in this journey. If you want to partake in the event that is coming up soon, which can happen at any time, which there is no sign for in the scripture, but all the Bible says about it is that it will happen in the twinkling of an eye, and that is the snatching away of the beloved, the saints of God, from this world. It means you must be in relationship with him. So it is really high time for us, brethren, to really wake up and know what we are doing with this Christian journey. Why you go to church? Why you believe in Christ? What type of life are you living? We must be living the life of the world. Living the life of the world. There will be wars and rumors of wars. We read it in that scripture. There will be famine. When you go to other parts of the world, you will see people. You just look at people, you can read it. Look at the way they look. Man, you will know that evidently people are suffering. All they want to just do is eat. All they want to do is what? To just have food and eat. They don't care about what they wear, whether this one match this one, like some of the things we look at. No, they don't care. Adults, children, young and old. People are going through a lot just to eat. And he's saying that this more is still coming. The number of sicknesses and diseases will be increasing. And it's happening. Some names you never heard. Some things that they will keep checking it out to understand the cause. What is causing this kind of sickness or disease? All manner of names. The reason why we don't know this is because we are healthy. It's because we are able to move, get up, stand upright, sit, drive, jump, go for a walk, go to the gym, because we are upright. When something happens to you, to any part of your body, you will know how connected the entire body is, and you will know that the whole body pays for it. Amen. Just have a running stomach, then you will know that from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, we recognize it. And at that moment, anything you want, it's not even fight. It's not they don't greet me. It's not looking at me well. No, you want peace. You want what? Peace. Right quick. And other natural calamities. Believers will be persecuted. We're hearing of all this. I'm just bringing out the points from the book of Matthew chapter 24 that we just read. New method of sinning, the way people come up with sin these days, is like sin at green ground. And people come up with all manner of ways that you can never imagine. The way people lie, the way people deceive, Even using the name of the Lord to swear, it's nothing to them anymore. Believers are going cold. Brethren, these are to just wake us up, to let us know that we should take it serious when the Bible says the end is near. Don't wait until when the end really comes before you now believe that it is here. And for us as believers, when we're putting this into consideration, thinking, understanding, believing that the end is here, it's not just for us to just say it or to just see it. It's for us to be alert, for us to be aware, for us to be sensitive, and for us to be ready for whatever will come, which is the snatching away of the believers, which is going to be the first thing that will happen. During our last year of teaching this, I explained it to us that it's something that can happen in a moment, and it's not like something that you will practice how you will go. The Bible says believers will be snatched away. To snatched means this is not your place, and this place doesn't want you to go, but there is a power. There is a power that will come upon believers. This is not something you can practice or rehearse, that when that rapture comes, I will go. No, the supernatural power of God comes upon you and enable you to disappear. Enable you to disappear. It's a mystery. Everybody say mystery. Yes, it is a mystery. So some people don't believe it. They say, how can that be possible? Even if you are under a roof, are you going to go through the roof? You don't want to wait till then before you find out, because then it will be late. Because God is mysterious in all his ways, and we are just believing what is going to happen according to his word. When I was growing up, they said, don't touch fire. Fire is tough. It will burn you. Don't touch stove. You know, one day, I said, I want to try this thing. Many of us did some funny things when we were young, I believe. I was looking at the stove and the fire. I'm like, how is this thing? And my mom said that it can burn you. How is this thing cooking the pot, cooking the food, cooking this thing that is coming? You know what? I touched fire. And I respected fire from that day. Real respect. That when you are looking at fire like this, you want to touch something on the, then you will get gloves to make sure. Now you have respect. But this type of trying to see how the rapture will take place, how believers will go, is something that you cannot wait till then before you find out. Then you are considered the left behind. It's not happening twice. The snatching away of believers is not happening twice. It's happening once, in the twinkling of an eye. How long does it take you to blink? You see the duration? If you want to blink now, you want to blink. Many of you have done it 10 times. Just in this 1 minute. You've just done it, and it has happened like that. So the snatching away of believers is something that's going to be like that. It's not like you will now see your wife or your husband going in a slow motion, and you grab his feet to go with him. You won't go with him if you are not in him. So it's not like, honey, you can't leave me. Honey, what are you doing? You going, honey? No. By the time you know, in a twinkling of an eye, that is when the reality will hit you that, wait a minute, that is rapture. They're gone. Believers, this is not your own. That is why anything that is happening here should not matter. What should matter to you is your relationship with him. Praise the Lord. I broke it down to us in the past, and I will remind us again, these end times that the scripture talks about, there are some sequential stages, things that will happen one after the other, as it's been considered the events of the end time. Praise the Lord. The very first thing that will happen, if you remember, which I believe we do, is what? Say it with all confidence. Rapture. Rapture. Before anything else will happen, the very first thing that will happen is rapture. Rapture. It is true that the word rapture is not found in the Bible, but rapture comes from the word cut up, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17. Let us read it. First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 to 17. Start from verse 16, please. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a commanding shout. That's the first thing. Commanding shout with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God. First, listen to that, brethren. First, the Christians who have died will rise from their graves. Number two, then together with them, we who are still alive, that is, we Christians that are still alive and remain on the earth, will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Then we will be with the Lord forever. We meet with the Lord. So there are two things right there that will happen simultaneously somehow. After the voice of the Lord, what will order the rapture to take place is what the Bible says in verse 16. Please go back. The Lord himself will come down from heaven. The moment the Lord comes down from heaven, he will come with a commanding shout. And when the Lord comes with a commanding shout, the whole world will recognize at that moment that he speaks, that he shouts, the whole world will respond. With the voice of the archangel, immediately the Lord shouts, which not the whole world will hear, but the world itself will know that there is a divine order. The moment the shout comes from the Lord, then the voice of the archangel will be released. And with, yes, 17, with the trumpet call of God. So immediately after those three things, the shout of the Lord, the shout of the archangel, and the trumpet will be sounded. The trumpet sound that will raise the Christians that were dead to get up. I know some of us might be thinking, are you kidding me? People that have died for years, all that is left in that grave is skeleton. Praise God. I've told us in the beginning, don't try to phantom some of these things, because it's beyond human understanding. If you want to phantom it, if you want to analyze it, you want to dish it out, you want to get, you will call God a liar. You will see yourself smarter than God in your own way. How it will happen, when we go further, Before we get to this, to the last series of days, you will see when a believer dies and when an unbeliever dies, where they go. Where their spirit goes. Because there is a temporary abode for believers, temporary abode for unbelievers. When a person dies, that is not the end for them yet. The end is still coming because they will be judged. It is after that that they will now go to their own eternity. So if a person dies now, I say that's not what? The end. When we go further, we will understand this further. I know we've talked about it before, the difference between paradise and Hades and all that. So please just let us go systematically as we proceed. So what we are talking about is that the Bible says first, immediately after the trumpet sound, and then those Christians who have died will rise from their graves. And then those Christians that are alive, yes, continue, 17, those Christians that are alive and remain on earth will be what? The rapture is not for believers that have died. The rapture is for believers that are still on earth. Those believers will be cut off. The one that are still alive will be what? Cut off. The one that have died will rise. That's what the Bible says. There's difference between rise and cut off. So believers that have died will rise, while believers that are still on earth will be what? Caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So it means when the rapture happened, Jesus is not coming here on earth. It's coming in the air. So that is why those of us that are still alive will be removed from here and meet with him. So it means those that have died that will rise, and the believers that are still alive will now meet with him in the air. What a great reunion. What a great fellowship. When we proceed, we will look into what will they be doing. What will be happening. And why the Lord is coming to snatch believers away from this world. And even those that have died. Why? What is happening to the world is not for them. Amen? Are you with me? What is coming upon the world is not for believers. It's a great torture. So we will look into this as we proceed. So the coming of the Lord is going to be twice. The first is going to be at rapture. And the second time is going to be the revelation. So we will go very briefly into the difference between rapture and revelation. So Jesus Christ is coming again. But the coming is going to be in twofold. The first one is going to be at rapture, and the second one is going to be at revelation, which will not happen at the same time. Revelation and rapture are not the same, and they will not happen at the same time. There are some intervals in between the two. So as believers, please let us take note of this. The moment the saints are taken away from this world, it means the work of the Holy Spirit has ended. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. For this lawlessness is already at work secretly, and it will remain secret until the one who is holding it back steps out of the way. Let me read it again. For this lawlessness is already at work secretly, and it will remain secret until the one who is holding it back steps out of the way. Let me tell you, brethren, with this scripture, there is nothing like the operation of the Antichrist until you and I are gone. Okay? Because the presence of him in you cannot allow, cannot tolerate, cannot accommodate the manifestation of Antichrist. The Antichrist, let me repeat it, the Antichrist will not manifest or operate until after believers, you and I, are gone from here. The Bible is saying that this lawlessness is already at work. How? Secretly. And it will remain secret until one who is holding it back steps out of the way. The Spirit of God in you and I prevents the manifestation of the Antichrist from manifesting. Can you look at your values? Can you understand your values as believers? Just with that scripture, can you understand how great you are, how God made you, your impotence? It's quite unfortunate that we believers don't really understand our value as we should. That is why we spend time on irrelevant stuff. We leave major, we take minor. Things that doesn't really matter. When you know your worth, when you know your value, you will class yourself. You will stand out. You will remain focused because you know that what you are holding is more valuable than what the world is offering. So we are very special as believers. So it means your presence can affect, your presence can stop the manifestation of Satan. Even in our homes, at our jobs, in our physical body, in our finances, we have the power to stop the manifestation of the devil. You believe with me, say amen. Amen. Yes. As a child of God, you must never and never present yourself as an object of sympathy. Don't think God will now be moved when you start crying for your situation. But what can move God is knowing his word and speaking his word at that situation. He has given us the power to reshape our own world through his word. You can tolerate, you can allow and disallow. That is your worth. That is your value. That is where he placed you and I. Amen. The moment believers are gone, nobody is speaking in tongues anymore. If any speaking in tongues is going on, they are on their own. Praise the Lord. If anybody now starts speaking in tongues at that time, that Jesus, you must come for me. Ho, ho, ho. And start speaking it, my friend. That's not speaking in tongues. Because there is no more Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is here on earth because of you and I. We are the church. We are the church. The moment you are gone, that is the end, and the manifestation of the Antichrist will begin. It will not be secretly anymore. It will now be revealed. The tribulation will begin when the saints and the spirits of God are taken out of the world. So remember that scripture, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and 7. And please understand it very, very well. So to keep the Spirit of God in you and understand the power that you carry as a child of God, to allow and to disallow when you are in His will. When you are in His will. So the first stage of the end time event is rapture of the saints. And the moment rapture takes place, the second thing that will happen is what we just discovered now. After reading this 2 Thessalonians, the manifestation, the reign of the Antichrist and the Great Tribulation. The reign of the Antichrist and the Great Tribulation. The reign of the Antichrist is going to be for 3.5 years, and the Great Tribulation will be 3.5 years. Altogether, it's going to be 7 years. So, tribulation and great tribulation, because there is difference between the two. There will be tribulation and there will be great tribulation. And this will be 7 years altogether. But the first 3.5 years is going to be lesser. That is why it is just considered tribulation. But immediately after 3.5 years is over, the Antichrist will break the agreement. When we go further, we will deal with each of these one thoroughly. It will change. It will now come up in the true color. We break the promise as the scripture says it. And then we now begin the real torture of the inhabitants of the world. So the reign of Antichrist and the Great Tribulation will last for 7 years. And what will put an end to the manifestation and the operation of the Antichrist is revelation. That is the third stage. Revelation is the appearance of Christ, Jesus Christ, on earth with you and I, the saints. And this is where we are going to see the difference between rapture and revelation. So revelation is the manifestation of Jesus Christ on earth with the saints. Rapture is the manifestation of Jesus Christ in the here for the saints. So one is for and one is with. Are you with me? Amen? Are we confused? Are we confused? You want me to repeat it? Okay, I will repeat it. Rapture is the appearance of Jesus Christ in the ear for the saint. For the saint. Revelation is the appearance of Jesus Christ on earth. Not in the ear. On earth. With the saint. The first one is for the saint. It's coming only for the saint. Not every eyes will see him. I know you are considering the scripture, Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, that says, "Is coming, all eyes shall see him." You will understand that. That is not for rapture. That is for revelation. He is not coming for the whole world at rapture. That is why not everybody will know or see his appearance. He's coming only at that time for the saints. But at revelation, which will happen after 7 years of tribulation and great tribulation, Jesus Christ will now come back with the saints that have been raptured on earth. And that appearance will stop the manifestation and the operation of the Antichrist at that time, because the Antichrist and Jesus Christ cannot reign together. Amen? Just like you, that Jesus lives in you, cannot live together and reign together as well as Antichrist and with Antichrist. That is anything that is not the will of the Father for you. We can disallow it. We can disallow it. This is going to end. That is, the manifestation and the reign of the Antichrist will end by a war, which is called the War of Armageddon. So it's not just that the Antichrist will just go. No. The appearance of Christ and you and I will stop its operation. But that's not the end yet. When Revelation is over, which is the appearance of Jesus Christ on earth with the saint, and the Antichrist tenor is over, Jesus is coming at Revelation to establish a millennium reign of believers on earth. That is a reign for 1,000 years. So millennium reign of Christ is stage number 4 of the end time events. Stage number 4. What is stage number 3? Stage number 2? Tribulation and Great Tribulation. And stage number 1? The rapture. Don't just say rapture. The rapture of the saints. Yeah. The rapture of the saints. The rapture of the saints. So the millennium reign is the reign of Christ on earth. That's not eternity. That's not eternity yet. The reign of Christ on earth with the believers. At that time, we will see when we go into each of this section, there is no Satan. There is no... Because we will see what happened, where Satan will be. Satan will be captured for 1,000 years. Then you will see how peaceful. Where Satan is, it's peaceful. So when you see chaos and all that, you see that that's not the presence of God. It's the manifestation of the devil. So if there is any chaos going on in your body, that is Satan. Stop it. Or in your home, or in your endeavors, in your anything. Hey, be sensitive. Stop it. Put a stop to it. Declare peace. Amen. Stage number 5. After the millennium reign will lead to stage number 5 of the event of the end time, which is the final judgment. The final judgment. And eternity. And the last stage is new heaven and new earth. So these are the stages that we will go into one by one throughout this series that we'll be going through. But I want to quickly go over a few differences between the rapture and the revelation. The rapture and the revelation. The stages? Right. So, okay. So the stages, again, let's go over it together. The first thing that will happen is rapture. Rapture of the saints. Thank you. So rapture of the saints, because rapture is not just for everybody. Rapture of the saints. So if they wake you up and say, even if that's the only one you know that there is rapture, my friend, we know something. Rapture of the saints will lead to stage number 2, which is the reign of Antichrist and Great Tribulation. The reign of Antichrist and Great Tribulation. And I told us that will be 7 years. The first 3.5 is the reign of Antichrist, which is going to try to deceive the whole world, to try to declare, make himself look like a peacemaker, will make promise of this, promise of that. You know, when people are doing campaign and all that, they will promise you will get increase of salary every other month. You will go to school for free. You will go get medical coverage without paying. There will be roads that lead to your kitchen. Antichrist will make promise. But immediately after the first 3.5 years, then the true color of Antichrist will be revealed. So that is stage number two. Stage number three is the revelation. And revelation is the appearance of Jesus Christ on earth with the saints. Throughout the 7 years of the manifestation and the operation of Antichrist on earth, while believers are gone after rapture, there are two things that will be going on then. Okay? The first thing that will happen, because some of you might be wondering, which we're still going to get there, that when we are being caught up in the here, and for 7 years, Antichrist is doing whatever he's doing here, what will be going on? Yes. There are two things that will be happening. The first thing that will happen is what? Do we remember? The Bema Seat Judgment. The Bema Seat Judgment. The Bema Seat Judgment of believers. That Bema Seat Judgment is not judgment of sin. Because as far as God is concerned, there is no sin in you as a redeemed child of God. There is no sin in you. He sees Christ in you. So when believers are being raptured, you are not raptured with sin. There is no sin. So that judgment is not for judging sin. That judgment is to give reward, to judge how you spend your time, how you spend your talent, how you spend the years that God has given you. When you will see, when you are in Orange Four Square, what did you do? When you live in Orange City in New Jersey, what did you do? The money God gave you, the talent God gave you, the time God gave you, the ability God gave you. So how did you use this in building the kingdom? Did you make profit with this? When we go into this, you will see some of how our works will be tested. Those that are combustible will be consumed. But those that are fireproof will remain. That is, anything you do out of insincerity, so that they will just say, wow, you are so great. Thank God for bringing you in our midst. And the motive behind you doing that is not of faith. It will not stand. So we will go into this. So we will be rewarded. That's when we are going to talk about the crowns and all that. So then the second thing that will happen is the marriage supper, where you and I, after being receiving reward, we will now be presented as the bride. We will now be presented. It's going to be a great ceremony. It's going to be a grace. We will imagine all the saints, the ones that have died. That's when they will be surprised. Some people, you think they are not making it. That's why we can't judge that. Some people, you think, no, when they get to heaven, this one will be in the first list. You can't judge that. Because he is the only one that has the criteria for the rewarding. And like somebody brought it up the last time, that I just want to make heaven. Don't just make heaven. Make it well. Make it, you know, me, I just want, in as much as I just made it, I'm fine. No, don't be fine. Then you won't grow. You won't grow. Don't be satisfied yet until you invest all your ability. You do your best. Keep on doing your best as you are in this kingdom at this time. When you are able to, don't just sit. Don't just what? Sit. No, be active. Occupy till I come. That's what it said. So after the reward has been given, we will now be presented. Then you will see, when we get there, you will see the presentation.
Man, you don't want to miss it. You know how it is when we're doing wedding? Once the man comes, everybody are themselves. But when the wife is coming, what did they tell you to do? Yes, now. They tell all of you to stand. And you see everybody with their phone, with their camera. They want to what? Take the picture of the groom. The bride. The bride. If the bride here is that special, you can imagine how special you are when you are now being presented, decorated with that white garment. We are not talking of the one you got from David Bryder. We are talking of the one that God made you. The special garment, specially for you, as a reward of being faithful, of your endurance, of your perseverance, of your commitment to the love of the Father. And you'll be presented with no blame. And Jesus will say, Father, these are the one that I died for. These are the one that loves you. These are the one that receive the grace that you offer. Praise the Lord. So that is what will be going on throughout that 7 years when the world is suffering. And Revelation now is the third stage when Jesus will now come back with you and I, and that will stop the operation of the Antichrist at that time. And that will lead to stage number 4, the millennium reign of Christ on earth. And after the millennium reign of Christ on earth, praise the Lord, then there will be final judgment, which is the white throne judgment. This is not for believers. This is for the inhabitants of the earth to justify where their eternity will be, which is the hellfire. And that is eternity. It's not 1,000 years. It's forever. And the last stage is new heaven and new earth. Do we all get it? Yes. So, differences between rapture and revelation. So, we'll run through this very, very quickly. The rapture will occur when Jesus Christ returns for his church. The rapture will occur when Jesus Christ returns for his church. 1 Corinthians, you can just write it. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 51 to 52, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 to 17. So rapture will occur when Jesus Christ returns for his church. Revelation will occur when Jesus Christ returns with the church. So the first one is for the church, and the second one is with the church. Rapture is Jesus coming for his church. Revelation is Jesus coming with the church. And the purpose of that coming will be to defeat the Antichrist, to overthrow evil, and to establish his 1,000 years of reign. So you can write Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19, 11 through 16 for that. So very, very simple the way we put it, right? Rapture is Jesus coming for the church. Revelation is Jesus coming with the church. Okay? So that is clear, right?
1 Corinthians 15:51-52, 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. And for the revelation, which is coming with the church, Revelation 19:11-16. Revelation 19:11-16. The rapture will happen before the tribulation. The rapture will happen before the tribulation. 1 Thessalonians, there are some heresies going on, you know, post-rapture, pre-rapture, whatever. What the Bible tells us is that the rapture will not the rapture will take place before tribulation will begin. Because if we are here and there is tribulation, so what is the essence? So Jesus is coming to take us away so that we will not be partakers of that tribulation that is coming. Brethren, never buy that idea or that heresy that you will be here when tribulation will be here. I won't be here. Because if you are here, then it means you missed something. You miss the rapture. Rapture will happen before the tribulation. Let us read 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9. For God chose to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us. Go to Revelation chapter 3, verse 10 as well. Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. Because you have obeyed my command to persevere, I will protect you from the great time of testing that will come upon the whole world to test those who belong to this world. Rapture will happen before tribulation. Revelation will happen at the end of tribulation. Revelation will happen at the end of tribulation. Just write down the book of Revelation chapter 6, 7, 8, and 9. When you read all these four chapters of Revelation, you will see what will happen immediately after Revelation. So Revelation 6 to 9. Number 3. Number 3. In the rapture, believers are taken from the earth by God as an act of deliverance. In the rapture, believers are taken from the earth by God as an act of deliverance. That's going to be the sweetest comfort for believers. That's why I said I don't believe that junk that says that no, believers will still be here during tribulation. No. Because God is bringing comfort upon them by removing them before he now releases the manifestation and the anger that is coming up. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 through 17, chapter 5, verse 9. Chapter 5, verse 9, where we read before. So in the rapture, believers are taken from the earth by God as an act of deliverance. in the revelation, unbelievers are removed from the earth by God as an act of judgment. In the revelation, unbelievers are removed from the earth by God as an act of judgment. So one is act of deliverance and one is act of judgment, but for different parties. So rapture is for believers as an act of deliverance. Revelation to the unbelievers is an act of judgment. Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. Chapter 19, 11 to 21. Chapter 19, 11 to 21. And Matthew chapter 24, verses 40 to 41. Difference number four, then I will give us one more before we pray. The rapture, according to the scripture, will be an instantaneous and hidden event. Hidden event. Rapture will be an instantaneous and hidden event. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verses 50 to 54. That's why I told us that it's not going to be for everybody. I want us to actually read that. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 50 to 54. What I am saying, my brothers and sisters, is that our physical bodies cannot inherit the kingdom of God. These dying bodies cannot inherit what will last forever. But let me reveal to you a wonderful secret. We will not all die, but we will all be transformed. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For when the trumpet sounds, those who have died will be raised to live forever, and we who are living will also be transformed. For our dying bodies must be transformed into bodies that will never die. Our mortal bodies must be transformed into immortal bodies. Then, when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. So the rapture is going to be sudden. It's going to be instantaneous. It's not going to be for everybody. It's only going to be for the believers. While revelation, according to scripture, Jesus will be seen by everyone at that time. Jesus will be seen by everyone at that time. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Let's read it. Revelation 1, 7. Look, he comes with the clouds of heaven, and everyone will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the nations of the world will mourn for him. Yes. Amen. So at rapture, it's only the saint that will be aware. They will be snatched away. But at revelation, when he's coming back with the saint, the whole world will see. So Revelation 1:7 and Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 through 30. And lastly, let me give us one more. Rapture could happen at any moment. Rapture could happen at any moment. From the 1 Corinthians 15 that we read, we can see that at any moment, that's what the Bible says. Write Titus chapter 2, verse 13 as well. 1 Corinthians 15, 50 to 54 that we read. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 50 to 54, and Titus chapter 2, verse 13. But for revelation, let us read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. He will exalt himself and defy everything that people call God and every object of worship. He will even sit in the temple of God, claiming that he himself is God. Revelation will not happen until certain events take place. This will happen before revelation happens. Antichrist, this is when he will break the agreement. He will now make himself the God to be worshipped and every object of worship. He will even sit in the temple of God, claiming that he himself is what? Is God. And this has not happened yet. So revelation cannot happen. But what can happen at any moment is rapture. That's what the Bible says. There is no sign. It can happen even before we share the grace. Yes. It can happen even before you get home. It can happen before you wake up tomorrow morning. But there are some things that must happen before revelation can happen. That's why there is 7 years interval. There are some things that the Antichrist will do. So we are going to stop there today. By the grace of God, we will continue on Sunday, except if rapture has taken place. Praise the Lord. If it happens, are you ready to go? Yes. Let us remain and abide in him. Maybe one question before we pray, if there is any. Yes, Brother Chris, please give him a mic.
Praise the Lord. I just wanted to add to what you said about those who died in Christ and those who are alive. I think the Amplified Version did not do it a very good it didn't explain it very well. Because the Bible says in that verse 16, at the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise first. They shall rise and walk on, and then we who are alive will be caught up with them in the air. So I think they will be caught up also, but they will rise first. And they will go. That's what the scripture says in the King James Version of it. So if we can elaborate more, because that's what it says, but I don't know whether it's the Amplified didn't justify that.
In short, Brother Chris is telling everybody to always read your King James Version. King James Version. So please, it doesn't really matter what version. Okay, sometimes it's good that we read all this so that we can put ideas together. But as the Spirit of God also interpret this to you. So what the point I want us to take from there is that we are not going to be snatched away before the saints that have died. The saints that have died will rise first. So the saints will do what? Rise first. And that's why I said simultaneously. How that's going to be, and I've said it, that some of these things are really, really mysterious, the way they will happen. Then, the Bible says, then, that is after those saints have risen,
Then those of us that are in Christ and are still alive, we now be snatched away and join them and meet with them, with the Lord in the air. So all we know is that the dead will rise first. How they will be snatched up, we don't really, and don't try to understand the way they will go or how it will happen. Just know that they will rise first, and you and I that are still alive will now be snatched away. So the point is that we'll all meet in the air.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.